Today's learning is from this time. Lived from Shari Moshe Neil Rivka as Moshe Israel Bischus for Shalom Chai Moshe Malka Yonis Mitzrayim and Brachah Masarah Malka Bischus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Dalet. We're up to Sif Hey. Says the Mechaber Shimre Yayin. So you used to have the shmarim, the leftovers of the wine after you squeeze it, it gets filtered out, and it has the shmarim. So Mevarich Aleim Barer Pri Agafen. You make on it a Barer Pri Agafen. Nasim hem mayim. What happens if you went ahead and you mixed water in them? So im nasim shloisha midas mayim umatza arba. So if you put in 3 parts water, so let's say you put in 3 gallons of water, and then the shmarm produced enough liquid that 3 became 4. Havala le kayayin, that is still considered yayin mazuk. Umevarach bayir pri agafen, it's still considered wine, and it still gets a bracha of bayir pri agafen. The im matzah paches, what happens if it's more? So in other words, it's not 3 to 1. It's, let's say, you put in 3 gallons of water and you ended up with 3.5 gallons of liquid. Alpha b'shiyesh b'tam yayin, even though it has a tam yayin, kiyu ba'al mahu v'enim avarach al shakal, that's just considered like a flavor or an absorption. And it's not considered wine, and that becomes a shahakal. Now, let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Shimre yayin. The first case of the Mechabers, you just drank the liquid that is in the shmarim, in the dredges that's left over from the wine. There's still some wine. Even though this is essentially not so healthy, then when you drink this leftover wine that comes out of the shmarim, says the Mishnah Berurah, we're talking about that you only drank the liquid of the shmarim, not ate the shmarim, the part that's mazik, which we already learned previously, that if it's mazik, then it's not something you make a bracha on. Is not the liquid, but it's the actual shmarim that's mazik. So then the Mechaber said, if I went and I took water and I added it to the shmarim, so now I have a mixture of the water plus the liquid that came out of the shmarim. Then, if as long as it's a 3-to-1 ratio, meaning I put in 3 gallons of water and I ended up with 4 gallons of wine, so it's a 3-to-1 ratio, it's still a bayir pri agafen. If it's less than that, so then it's considered diluted, and it's no longer considered wine. Meiru, b'shmarim shalanavim shadarach and isay. This case that we're talking about, that it should be a 3-to-1 ratio, that you put in 3 and you end up with 4, it's still a bayir pri agafen, but less than that, it's not a bayir pri agafen. That's talking about you made wine out of the shmarim. Shanasa b'li tarubis mayim. That with the shmarim, that meaning that what are the shmarim is I pressed wine, I was left over with the shmarim, and then I added water to it. Aval the yayim tzemukim shalanu with our sweet wines, shenishra mitchila tzemukim, wine that was made from raisins, right? Shenishra mitchila tzemukim amayim. How do you make that? We learned this already. You take the raisins and you put it into water and you let it soak for an extended period of time, and that becomes wine. Now I took these raisins that I already once soaked in water, and I'm going to do it again. So already in those raisins is already a bunch of water. That is no longer wine, because that, even if I have a 3-to-1 ratio of the liquid that came out of the raisins together with the water that I mixed into it, but that's really much, that's much lower ratio. It's much more water to wine, because already in those raisins is already mixed in water. So you can't do sort of a double soaking of the raisins and it should still be considered wine. Then we said that if I took the shmarim, I mixed wine and it came out less than a 3-to-1 ratio of wine, meaning that the water did not increase by 25%, but dafke b'shmarim. So that we need a minimum of a 3-to-1 ratio that it should be considered wine is shmarim. The wine that's coming out of the shmarim, meaning already squeezed out wine, is not so chashiv. And therefore, if it's 3-to-1, hagafen, less than 3-to-1, shahako. Aval yayin gufa, so if you took the actual wines, I took grapes, and I pressed it. So yotza midrichas anavim. Shafach alayim ma'ayim, and now I poured water into that. I diluted that actual, the initial pressing of wine. I diluted that. Afilu yoysa mishloish halakim. I've karef l'shisha. Even if it's almost a 6-to-1 ratio, it's gam ken yain gamet. That's still considered wine. We'll talk about it a little bit soon about what happens with the wine of our times. Will be in a rakshiy by tam yain, as long as there's still a taste of water up to a 6-to-1 ratio, would still be considered wine. Sheroy l'shtiyah de mezigazoy, that is still roy l'shtiyah. But derech b'nayadim l'shtoyse b'mkoyim yain ayyadei mezigazoy, that's the way people drink it. Ilavach amirin the butler died to his kolodim. So he's saying two facts over here. Number one, that it can't be, that if it's straight wine that you mixed with water, up to a 6-to-1 ratio would still be considered wine. However, that's assuming you're in a place that is the derech to drink it that way. So those are the two conditions. So if it's less than that ratio, then it's el shahako. V'acharav bichas bari nefashos rabbis. And once it's shahakol, you only make a bari nefashos afterwards. You don't make an ala gefen. Okay, let's go back to the mechaber over here. V'heinu b'yaynis shalahem shayich hazakim. So the mechaber writes this 500 years ago. This is that we're talking about that if I took the shmar of the wine, I mixed it with water, as long as it's not more than a 4-to-1 ratio, a 3-to-1 ratio, it's a considered wine. That was their wines, which were very strong. Our wine is not so strong. This ratio would not be enough, and it would not be a bar priya gofen. The bottom line says the Mechaber, you got to see what was the standard in those places. What did they consider wine? Well, as long as you're in that ratio that they considered it wine, and you're within this either the 3-to-1 ratio on Shmarim or the 6-to-1 ratio on wine, as long as that's what they considered wine over there, that would qualify as wine, it would be a bar priya gofen. If in that makom they don't dilute it that much, so now you already went too far, even if it still has the time of wine, it would not be considered wine. Says the Rama. Now we'll read the Rama. We'll see the Mishavur says the Rama is hard to understand, and he'll explain it. Says ubavat shloyehayayin echad mishishim b'mayim. It shouldn't be a 6-to-1 ratio. Now that's very difficult because Mechaber was just telling us that it has to be a 3-to-1 ratio, or certain cases has to be even better than that. Also, the Rama says as long as it's not a 6-to-1 ratio, which was the ratio that the Mechaber gave for straight wine that hadn't have any dilution at all. So Mishabur will explain it. Oh, it's vadi batal. If it's not a 6-to-1, it's batal. That doesn't make any sense because Mechaber said it has to be a 3-to-1 to be batal. So let's see the Mishabur. It doesn't make any sense. The Mechaber, Halaybola Hachma, the Mechaber on the other, it said the other way around. It's not enough that a quarter is wine. He said it has to be more than a quarter wine in order for it to be considered wine. Also, the Rama says it has to be a sixth. Doesn't make any sense. Even if in those places that they do dilute it very heavily, the Mechaber told us if it's less than a quarter, if we're dealing with the Shmarim, if it was more than a quarter, the Mechaber said it doesn't, he says maybe even that's not too much of a dilution. And the Rama seems to say that it can be up to 6-to-1 ratio. Says the Gemara, the Mishaburu, but Amos Divri Agar Lakar El Shmarim. He says the Rama is talking about something the Agar said, which had nothing to do with Shmarim. The Mishmarim Ashir Kamashikasa Machab. When it comes to the Shmarim, meaning the dredges of that's left over from the wine after the pressing, that's what the Machab was talking about. It has to be at most, it can be a 4-3-to-1 ratio. And with our wines, which are not so strong, it has to be even less than that. He's talking about actual wine, going back to the case of plain wine. The ad kir of lashisha sham yayin olav until a 6-to-1 ratio, it is considered it's okay. What happens if there is more than, when there's more than 1 to 6, in other words, up to that, Shem Yayin Olive, it's considered wine. So he says it's, you need two factors, up to a 6-to-1 ratio, and it still has to taste like wine. V'derech b'nei yodim shlishis b'mezig k'zay, and it has to be normal for people to drink it under such a dilution. Canal b'sayf sif katan d'chavtes, as we said previously, v'da. The Divri Agoze Mary Gam can be Yain Chai Shanasim Tchila Belit Terevis Mayim. This Rama is talking about straight wine, not the shmarim. L'kach roi sheitosel v'achkach har b'mayim shemayin olav. You can add a lot of water and it can still be considered wine. Av b'yayin tzmukim shalanu. When it comes to raisin wine, shenasar mitchila tzmukim har b'mayim, which we said already, that you already soaked these raisins in water. Ein shayach klal achkach maziga kazal, you can't dilute it that much. Afilu pachas mizem espatol shemayin alidezeh. V'ayin l'kam esimere shemayin v'shaburu sifkatan tazayin shesham nisbar heitiv dinzeh. I'm going to go into this much more in detail. Then he said, "Vadi batal, if it's greater than a 6-to-1 ratio, it's batal." Fill yesh by tam yayin. So once you go past the 6-to-1 ratio, even if it has tam yayin, it is batal. Af ba'al makayim alon tam ki ikadai raisa. Even though in other places we always paskin that as long as there's a flavor, the tam is ki ikar. Hachal echashiv tam the cube alma dummy. It's not considered a taste anymore. Then the sar of yayin b'sham mashkin. What happens if you mixed wine with other liquids, not wine? Go back there. If you remember, that was the case where we said that we mixed wine with beer. And since we said we mixed wine with beer, it was unclear which is the ikker. They're sort of both the ikker. And the answer was you go with the rife. So if you mix, if this, all this that we said, that wine can be diluted so heavily, wine could be heavenly, but you mix it heavily. All this is talking about we mix it with water. If you mix it with anything else but water, then you go acha harayv, and whatever the rayv is, that's what you can. Now, very, very quickly, I'll just highlight some of the points that he brings down over here. Linyan yayin b'mamenu. What about wine in our days? Now, this is very important to really know if it's negeya, but we'll just cover on it very, very quickly. Why is it important? It comes to certain mitzvahs throughout the year that we have to use wine. Specifically, we have the Arba Kaisis, right? And some people can't drink wine, so they have no choice. They have to drink grape juice. But we know that it's always preferable to drink wine. So understanding how you can dilute it, sometimes you can actually even take our wines and dilute it further, and that would make it possible for you to drink wine and be yaitza certain mitzvahs l'chatchila in the best oifen. So, but just to touch on it, not v'alacha l'maisa, just to get an idea of what some of the place can say. So, leinin yayin es bizmanenu, wine in our days. Im haisa leim mayim pachas mishir hayayin, ein levarach olav bayir pri agafen. So he writes that if he says lemaisa sarachim, but let's go further. The Prima Gadim writes that af b'yayin es shalano nitin lohaisa mayim b'vachi yishir roiv yayin. So Prima Gadim says that even in our wine today, you can add a lot of water, but not, it should at least be roiv wine. So according to the Prima Gadim, right, he says, if he says as long as it's 51% wine, you can still make a bayir pri agafen. So it's not a 6-to-1 ratio of water, but roiv 51%. So according to this, the Prima Gadim, you can, if you want to drink wine on Pesach and you can, for dal kaisis, and you can't drink a full cup of wine, you can take and mix it almost 1-to-1 ratio, a tiny light drop less than 1-to-1. V'chein das and Rabbi Yashiv. That it should be up to, that you can do up to a third, not 49-51, but up to a third can be water. The Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, it really depends on the strength of the wine, somewhere between a third and 50-50. And that's what the Reb Vosna says as well. And Reb Vosna has right, there's even certain wines today, if they're very strong, you can even go up to the 6-to-1 ratio. But as long as it keeps the taste of wine. Okay, so we see bottom line from all these shitas that it really depends on how strong the wine is. But even Bzman Azeh, you could add quite a significant, is also very negay. It comes to make Avdallah and you fill up your kais and it's 3/4, maybe a little bit more full. And all of a sudden you realize the bottle's empty. And unless you drink wine during the week, you know, to open up a new bottle of wine by the next Shabbos is going to be ruined, right? So you have another little bit of water you got to add. You can add that water, you can make Abdullah on it and still make your bayir pri agafen and still be yaitza. You can still be yaitza what's it called? You can still be yaitza as wine. So we see there's different shittas over here, but I think the Rav once said that up to a third, like the Chazanish, should be okay in most cases. Grape juice is a little bit different, so that's a You can add a little bit, but it seems that many of the Paiskim hold you shouldn't add as much as you would add for regular wine. So you make Havdalah on grape juice, you need to add a drop to get a full cup, which I'd like to have it spill over. You can, but to add a third of water by grape juice might be, at least according to some of the shittas, might be a little bit of a bigger problem. Okay. We'll stop over here. And Metz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. I will advise on the time tomorrow once I know. Thank you.